Chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God, for it does not submit to God's law, indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if it is so that the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Him. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised up Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brothers, we have no obligation to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you must die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are children of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified with Him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of Him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of decay into the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers with labor pains together until now. And not only this, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for that which he sees? But if we hope for that which we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with inexpressible groanings. He who searches hearts knows what is on the Spirit's mind, because He makes intercession for the saints in accordance with God. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Whom He predestined, those He also called. Whom He called, those He also justified. Whom He justified, those He also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how could He not also with Him freely give us all things? Who could bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Could oppression, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Even as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We were regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.